You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and this is Book Lovers Cafe. I'm your host, Chris Wilson, and you've tuned in to a special edition of Book Lovers Cafe. It's the summer reading edition. Now, I don't know about you, but when summer rolls around, I think it's a good time to get a stack of books ready, whether you're going to be sitting in an airport for hours or flying away to Italy on a long-haul flight or just walking down to our local beaches and putting up an umbrella and sitting for a couple hours with a good read. You want a good read. Now, people know that I like to talk about books, so they came up to me and they say, "What are you reading, Chris?" or "What do you suggest, Chris?" And before I tell them what I'm reading, I like to talk to them about what they like to read. I learned this tip from America's librarian, Nancy Pearl. She talks about the four doors to reading. That's the way people get into books. Some people love plot. They love story. They like the new John Grisham. They like the page turners, like Girl on the Train. Some of them like setting. It's because they like to travel or because they like to travel through a book. A book about Africa, like Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adachi, is a wonderful getaway from it all, but find out about America too. Some people like character, and that leads me to think about Inspector Gamache of the Three Pines Mysteries by Louise Penny. We love to read about the inspector. Or Maisie Dobbs, or Isabel Dalhousie. These are people that we read their books because we love to connect with them, just like we connect with our friends. Some people like beautiful language. In that case, I would recommend something that I recently read by Edna O'Brien. It's called The Little Red Chairs. And it's literary fiction, but it talks about what happened in Sarajevo and in the Balkans during the Balkan Wars. You know, a really good book has more than one door into it. I think the books by Barbara Kingsolver are those kind of books. And recently, All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. That's a book that has all four doors opening for you, and you can't stop reading them. And you can't stop talking about them either. Well, let's say you don't have a friend that you can talk to about books. You can always go into the library. They love to talk about books. But also online, there's a lot of good sites that people share their insights about books and what's new and what's upcoming. Some of you may have signed into Goodreads. You can find out what people are reading across America and also your friends. There's a great site called Book Browse. Another one right here from Seattle, from Elliott Bay Books. They have a blog called Shelf Awareness. And I really like to read Shelf Awareness. I just get an email once a week from them, and they tell me what they're reading and what's coming up that they think is going to have a lot of buzz. You could also get into the professional book list online. Librarians read that, and it's open for anyone to look at their reviews. Now, summertime. Travel books are really popular. I recently read a book by Alexander McCall Smith. It's called My Italian Bulldozer. And I think you can tell by the title that it's going to have some humor in it. It's a great travel book. It's fun to read, and it'll make you laugh. And we need to laugh. Another one, travel book around England, fairly recent book by Bill Bryson. And he wrote the book about hiking the Appalachian Trail that was recently made into a movie. I recommend The Road to Little Dribbling. And that's a book about England and the various places that he stops off and sees what has changed in the 20 years since he's gone around England last time. Also, David Sedaris has a new book. It's called Theft by Finding. It's selected excerpts from his diaries written from 1977 to 2002. David Sedaris should lighten up your summer reading. He is a master at observing the absurd. He has peculiar comic timing, and whenever I read David Sedaris, I can hear his wonderful voice, remember Santaland Diaries. So, that's some fun reading for the summer. A lot of people have really enjoyed recently Frederick Bachman's books. His bestseller, A Man Called Uwe, was made into a movie that people are watching now. He also wrote My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You, and Britt Marie Was Here. They are all set in Sweden. His most recent book is called Bear Town, and it's also set in a Swedish small town, and it's about a hockey team. It's about friendship and families, dark times, serious events, but also a lot of fun. Elizabeth Strout, author of Olive Kitteridge, also has a new book out called Anything Is Possible. She wrote last year a book called My Name is Lucy Barton. Many people read that book. This continues with some of the characters in My Name is Lucy Barton, set in a Midwest town. If you want some relief from today's politics, and who doesn't, and you're kind of missing the world of Downton Abbey, I would suggest going to Julian Fellowes. He's written a book. It's called Belgravia, and it will take you into a world before Downton Abbey, but with wonderful characters, a great mystery, lots of intrigue, and beauty. Following along in the Anglophile vein, these are not new books, but I love during the summer to read long family chronicles. The author is Elizabeth Jane Howard. She's written 5 books called the Cazalet Chronicles. The first one that you should try out is called The Light Years. Now, up to Alaska, my home state. Young woman named Eowyn Ivey wrote The Snow Child, was nominated for a Pulitzer, and her most recent book, To the Bright Edge of the World, is even better. It's set in 1885, and it's based on a true expedition that went up the Copper River about the same time as Lewis and Clark. Not too many people know about it. It's about Colonel Allen Forrester, who goes on this trip. She calls it the Wolverine River, but it's the Copper River. He tries to explore into the interior of Alaska and tries to get up there before breakup, which means he's traveling up this icy river before it cascades down in ice flows. He's left a young wife, Sophie, and she is in Vancouver, Washington, at the fort. I really love this story. More kind of nonfiction adventures. If you haven't heard of or read Candace Millard's books, she's a wonderful writer of narrative nonfiction. Her latest book is called The Hero of the Empire, and it's about the early years of Winston Churchill. It's about the Boer War, and there's a daring escape, and you can see the early character development of a worldwide figure, Winston Churchill. She's also written The River of Doubt, and it's about Theodore Roosevelt on his darkest journey in Amazon. It's exciting. It's daring. It's about his family with his son. You can draw parallels to current political figures if you want, or you can just enjoy the ride. I'd also like to recommend David McCullough's works. You've all read one or another of his historical fiction. His latest is called The Wright Brothers, and you might think you know everything about the Wright Brothers, but you don't know about their sister. And you don't really know about what life was like in Dayton at the turn of the century, and really what fortitude, imagination, and just down and out guts these two guys had. I certainly would recommend The Wright Brothers by David McCullough. You are listening to KPTZ, and this is Book Lovers Cafe, the summer reading edition. I'm recommending some books that I find enjoyable and ways to find books that you would like to read. I'd also was thinking about going and visiting some other people around town and talking to them about what they're doing and what they're reading. Two of the people that are most knowledgeable about this are Anna Quinn, our own Anna Quinn, down at Imprint Books and the Writer's Workshop. Anna is not only the owner of Writer's Workshop, but she is a teacher, and she is now a novelist. Her book will be released this fall. Look for it. It's called The Night Child. And Anna talks to a lot of people about books. So let's go down there and see what she has to say.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
so fun to have you here. We're really lucky here that we get to hear all the conversations that people have when they pick up a book. And I always tell Peter, my husband, it'd be so cool if authors could be in the room to hear how people really love their books and what they love about them. And a conversation that we had the other day involved five teenage girls. And they came into the store and their mothers just dropped them off, and they chose to come into the bookstore rather than go shopping, co-shopping, which I really love.
Oh, yeah.
And they were here for an hour. It was really fun because I used to teach middle school and high school, and so it was cool to see what they were interested in now. And because I try to pick out books I think they're going to like, so it was fun to see that there were a lot of books on the shelves they loved, and they were picking up books and saying, hey, have you read this? And if someone hadn't read it, they would be, you have to read it. I love it. They were just so excited and animated. It was really fun.
Okay, so yeah. What did they pick up? What were they telling each other about?
Well, one of the ones that they really loved is the thing about Jellyfish by Ali Benjamin. And have you read it?
No, so it's called
The Thing About Jellyfish.
Okay.
Here it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really beautiful book about grief and wonder and the complexities of friendship. The main character is Susie. After her friend drowns, her best friend, and Susie is convinced that it's because of a jellyfish sting.
Mm-hmm.
And so she spends the rest of her summer trying to prove that. You learn a lot about jellyfish in this book.
Oh, I like
it. It's really interesting. Yeah, she goes in and out of science and in between, you know, just processing the death of her friend. It's beautiful.
Oh, good. Yeah.
The other one is The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas. And this one is about a girl who's 16. Her name's Star, and she moves between two worlds. She lives in a neighborhood that's pretty poor, but then she attends a fancy suburban prep school.
Mm.
So just that has enough imbalance in it to make it interesting, but then she experiences or witnesses the shooting of her childhood best friend, Khalil, at the hands of a police officer. So it's very relevant to what's going on now. But the girls in the shop, just they really had a really profound conversation about it. This one, Brown Girl Dreaming, we have it in young adult and middle grade and adult because it's for everybody. What I love about it is it's a memoir, but it's written in poetry.
It's a wonderful book.
It's gorgeous.
Brown Girl Dreaming by Jacqueline Woodson.
Right. She was raised in South Carolina and New York. So it's just about what it was like to go back and forth, you know, in the 60s. Her poetry is about racism and African Americanism and the remnants of Jim Crow. And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then she has a newer book out, or is her
Another Brooklyn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I haven't read that one yet, but I love her writing.
Okay.
So another one, we actually sold out of it, so I don't have it to show you today, is the When the Moon Was Ours by Anna Marie McLemore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another two best friends, Mill and Sam, and they're kind of just quirky kids, quirky teenagers, very different. Like, roses grow out of Mill's skin, and He paints moons and he hangs them everywhere, and they gravitate towards each other. They have this strong relationship. But then there's these four girls, four sisters who live near them, mm-hmm. Who are rumored to be witches. And they believe that the roses that grow out of male's skin has a special secrets and powers.
A really good summer escape.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, that's what we're looking for, a little summer escape.
Yeah, I know, the other ones are kind of deep. Well, these girls were too.
There's always.
Ursula Le Guin.
This book, Ursula Le Guin, Earthsea, Tales from Earthsea.
Yeah.
I read that as a teenager and a young adult.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the kind of book that I would return to just for the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And Ursula K. Le Guin.
Yeah. No, they talked for quite a while about that. And the whole series, you know, I think there's six books, I think.
Yes.
Now. Yeah. So that was another good one. Yeah, that was definitely
Ged is the hero.
That's across the threshold of death. Yeah, and so, and this one, I think a lot of kids have read by now, or young adults, is Wonder by R.J. Palacio. And
but this is also a book really good for anyone to read.
You know, honestly, I feel like so many books right now that they say are for young adults, as many adults buy them. They do. They're written so beautifully and so well, and the stories are really compelling. This one is about, The Wonder is about a kid named Augie who was born with a facial deformity. So his parents kept him home and homeschooled him just to kind of protect him from the world. Then eventually he wants to go to a real school, and he tries to convince his new classmates that he is just like them. It's a really, I love it. The Sun is Also a Star by Nicola Yoon is about a girl named Natasha who loves science and facts, and she meets a boy who is opposite of her, and he believes in fate. escape. And he has parents with really high expectations. And so it's a story about what happens when they come together. And you can imagine all the conversations.
And so we want to say again that the books that Anna's been talking about have been recommended by real live teenagers here in Port Townsend.
Yeah.
So there was something else you wanted to talk about coming up.
We're beginning a book club. We're going to read fiction, but it's for writers.
Okay.
So it's for writers who are willing to take apart a book and look at it and, you know, look at study character and dialogue and setting and what makes a book work and what makes a book not work.
That can be, you know, a summer reading and a Kickstarter to your own writing, which is always a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're excited about it. We're going to start with A Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes.
Excellent book.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You are listening to KPTZ, 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and this is Book Lovers Cafe, the summer reading edition. We've been talking to Anna Quinn, the owner of the Writer's Workshop right here in Port Townsend. And we're going to go down the road and talk to Russ Stamp. Russ Stamp is the Teen Services Coordinator at the Jefferson County Library.
Well, Chris, we're real excited about the different programs we have going on this summer, different workshops and activities throughout the summer. It starts June 19th and runs through August 9th. Kids, teens, adults can all register at either the county library or the Port Townsend Library for the summer reading program.
So take a look at the library websites and join the fun. It's always a good place to be, Port Townsend Library and the Jefferson County Library. I want to know also about some books that you might recommend to our teens and adults that are looking for a good summer read.
Last week I was at Chimicum Middle School and book talked some different books. And one of the more highly received books was called The Last Message Received. It's actually the idea came to the author, Emily Trunco, just shy of her 16th birthday. And she wondered about different messages that people send out and the impact those messages have, especially in the case when it's the last message that's received by the other person. She started a Tumblr account and asked for submissions, received a ton of submissions, and this is all before she turned 16. And then the book is all of those submissions. For example, there's one, and this one is in the form of text bubbles. So the illustration is by Zoe Ingram, and the illustrations help to capture the teens with the different messages that were received. So this is between two people. The first text bubble says,
"Hey, I had fun last night."
"Yeah, please don't contact me."
"Why? Did I do something wrong?"
"I was just thinking about it, and I don't know. I just don't really like you."
"Oh, okay."
"I just can't be seen with someone that looks like you do. No offense, LOL.
Well, that's a hook. I want to read it. Okay, let's go on to your next choice.
The next one is by Meredith Russo, and it's entitled "If I Was Your Girl." And it's about a young lady that moves to a different community, goes to a different high school. And like any teen that goes to a different community, she wants to fit in, but she has a past that's a bit mysterious, and she's careful about who she trusts that information with. And when she meets a young man, his name is Grant, she decides to trust him with her past. And her past is that this young lady, who's now named Amanda, used to be named Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Currently in the news. Okay, so that might be interesting for a lot of ages to read.
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Great
yeah.
choice. So is there another book you want to tell us about?
This is a book, it's actually two books. One is, the first one is The Book of Awesome, and the second one is The Book of Even More Awesome by Neil Pasricha. And Neil came up with this idea because in one month's time, his wife divorced him, and his best friend committed suicide. But rather than go down the dark road that one might with this type of happenings going on in your life, Neil decided to focus on the beautiful things in life, the awesome things. For example, picking the perfect nacho off a plate. That's awesome. Finding out your birthday is on a Friday or a Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, no matter what age you are. Or getting something with actually has handwriting on it. Or when you're really tired and about to fall asleep and someone gently places a blanket on top of you. That's awesome. And of course, there's hearing a stranger fart in public. That's also very awesome.
So I can see the teacher in me, wow, what a great prompt. And so the kids would come up with everything that they think is awesome and then share them with the class share them with each other.
Well,
that'd be a lot of fun.
The beautiful thing about this book is that a lot of the information is presented in less than a page mm-hmm. or no more than three pages. Mm-hmm. But he shares a great description about each one of those things I mentioned, plus all the other stories that he mm-hmm. talks about.
Well, now that we have you here, I'm just curious, what's on your table or, you know, beside your beach chair, Russ, this summer?
A couple of things that I'm reading or want to read. One is Celine by Peter Heller, and Peter was the author of The Painter, and I really enjoyed The Painter, so I'm anxious to read his new novel, Celine. Mm-hmm. And a hobby of mine is photography, and David Duchemin has come out with a new book entitled The Soul of the Camera, and it's really about how it's not the camera that makes the photograph, it's the person that's photographing that makes the photograph and the role that that person plays in photography. So I'm looking forward to reading both of those books this summer.
Good choices, fiction and nonfiction. spoken like a true reader's advisory person. Thank you so much for letting us talk to you today, Russ. And you know, I'll be back. See you soon.
This is Book Lovers Cafe, and we've been talking to Russ Stamp, the Teen Services Coordinator at the Jefferson County Library. And I'd like you to join me next time to talk more about books, authors, and local personalities. I'm your host, Chris Wilson. You can listen to past shows and other programs from the podcast page on the website, kptz.org. I'd also today like to thank Larry Stein in the booth. And I'd like to thank Pat Rogers for working so hard on the website. We'll see you next time.